Hello everyone, it's Monday the, what's the date today? Well, 19th, mm-hmm. 19th of January 2015, and I've got some cookies to try. They're really Christmas ones, I think.
No, they're not, they're ginger.
Oh no, but they were probably brought out at Christmas. I'm not a great biscuit person, but the kids went over their dad's at the weekend and they got these presents that...
No, that wasn't from them, I brought them.
Oh, okay, I got that completely wrong. They did buy you cookies though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I want to try one of theirs. What were they? Mince pie ones?
I didn't get mince pie ones.
What did you get?
Milk chocolate.
Oh, that's boring. I want to try a mince pie cookie, but I don't really like biscuits much. But Connor's home today, and he's made me a cup of tea in bed. I seem to be doing quite well for this. Oh, it's too hot to drink. These cookies are quite big. I'm going to break one in half. I don't think I really want a whole one this time of the morning. Okay. I've just broken a bit off to try. Now it's hovering around. It's been a pretty... It was below freezing last night. It's 0 degrees at the moment. Which is nothing by some of you American and Canadian standards, but... It's cold enough. They're actually really nice. We're all home today. And she's quite rare. And, although I always had to go to the station to sort out some paperwork. But he'll be back. Had a pretty quiet weekend. The kids were over their dad's. Well, Connor went Friday night. And he went to work Saturday morning. Then he was out Saturday and he stayed out. At his girlfriend's. And, or his girlfriend's parents, I should say. Ronan went to his dad's Friday and came back yesterday at tea time. So once Obi went to work on Saturday, I had the whole day to myself till 11 o'clock at night.
I'll do it for 500.
And I quite enjoyed my time here. It's quite rare to be here on my own. So I just did what I had to do and then relaxed and did what I wanted to do. Yesterday, Obi was home, so we just had a really lazy day. But it was nice. I don't think I can eat a whole one of those biscuits. They are actually really nice. But they make me thirsty. I've just eaten about an eighth of one, probably. It's really nice, though. Lammy's coming to eat the crumbs. Lammy, I haven't dropped that many crumbs. Go away. I think I've dropped one. He's hunting around for it like it's the crown jewels. Oh. The first cup of tea is always the nicest. I'm not a coffee person. I like coffee. It has its place, but I have to really fancy it. What are you eating, Will? Mint Imperials?
No.
What? Do you want one of these cookies?
No.
They're nice, but... Right, Lammy, go away. No, you're getting on my nerves. What have you got?
Avocados.
Oh, those stick things. Mm. Right, go... It's nearly made me spill my tea now. Go away now. Go away. Now, that's annoying. There's nothing there. Don't do that. He can't hear you. Are you talking to us? Oh, are you on the phone? Oh. Did he ring up to see how you got on? I think his dad rung up to see how we got on. Who?
Dad, about my holiday. Well, our holiday.
Did you talk about
it was for my birthday.
Did you talk about the holiday?
No.
Right, he rang me this morning, so I'm going to ring him in a minute. Oh, I guessed that. I didn't mean to cut him off, but I was asleep and I went on remind me instead of answer. I touched it as I picked up the phone and it cut him off. Tea is the best drink of the day, definitely, in the mornings. I used to be, that's what I started to say. I used to be a coffee drinker when I was working, I suppose, I don't know whether it was just a habit or whether it helped me wake up in the mornings. When I was working up in London, we had to be up pretty early and leave by 7 o'clock at the latest. I couldn't do without my coffee. And then when I was expecting Connor, I didn't get any morning sickness with either of my kids or with the one I lost. I had a miscarriage at 3 months in between them. And I did not get any sickness at all. In fact, the test said I was pregnant, but I even began to think that they were wrong the first time because I didn't get any sickness or anything with either of them or any of them. But as the pregnancy...
I'm pregnant!
I'm talking about coffee, when I went off of coffee, when I was pregnant with Connor. I'm not pregnant. Yes, that I suddenly realised I couldn't stand the smell of coffee. It didn't really make me feel sick. I can't explain it. I just couldn't bear it. I couldn't bear to go in a supermarket and smell all the food. Again, I didn't feel sick, and I wasn't sick, but I just couldn't be around the smell of it, like all the bread and the cakes and everything. It was just for a few weeks. I didn't get it with Ronan at all. And there were certain things I couldn't eat. I went off completely and I've never gone back on them when I was expecting Connor. And that was like any kind of fish that's made... Not fish, any kind of sauce that's made with milk. I mean, I make cheese sauce and that's okay because obviously that is made with milk, but any kind of white sauce that hasn't got any kind of flavour. If I can eat a cheese sauce, but I can't eat any other kind of milk-based sauce. I can't be doing with it. I think it's because when we were on holiday, we had this fish in sauce and the sauce was really thick and it was like, oh. So that's a no-no. And the coffee in the morning, obviously I went over to tea. I actually went on to chamomile tea and herb teas. And then, of course, I didn't go off ordinary tea at all. And the coffee I went back onto, but never in the morning again. I could never drink coffee for the first drink I have. It was just... I think now, even back then, it must have played havoc with my stomach. I don't know how anyone can drink that, because it's kind of... I don't know, I like it... You see, I like quite strong coffee, so the kind of coffee I really like, I couldn't drink first thing. And then... At one time or another throughout my life, for various reasons, I suffered with anxiety. And, you know, there's nothing worse than a big dose of caffeine for that, believe me. So that actually started when, well, not started, but resumed when Connor was about 2. And so I didn't, I really didn't drink coffee from the time I got pregnant with him in the mornings. And then, you know, after he was born, actually I did, I think, for a while after he was born. I think I did go back to it in the morning for a while. But when he was 2, it stopped. And I can't imagine how I ever drank it first thing. I don't even drink it every day, or even sometimes every week. I've drunk it more recently than I've ever drunk it all his Connor's life, because I got my Tassimo machine. I started drinking coffee again a few years ago when it began to get really, really more popular again. I mean, not that it's ever not been popular, but all these coffee shops started springing up everywhere. And I know they've always been around, but... you know, they're everywhere now. A whole glut of them suddenly sprang up in every town centre. I mean, we've got loads. We've got the famous ones like Costa and that, but we've also got, you know, little one-off ones. And so, what I would do is, I didn't drink coffee at home, but whenever I went out, I would drink coffee, because that was like a treat. And that's how it was for years. I mean, I'd always have instant coffee, you know, for people coming round if they wanted coffee. But I very, very rarely drank it, because I don't really like instant coffee. And when I went to my friend's, she lives up in Peterborough, she's a coffee connoisseur, and she's got all this fresh coffee that she grinds herself. You know, you buy it, you buy the beans, and she's got a little hand grinder, she grinds it, she'd make me a real coffee, and that was a real treat. I'd love that. But that was my coffee, the extent of my coffee drinking, really. I've had a few coffee perks over the years, coffee perk, you know, the coffee jug things. I've had cafetieres, but the cafetiere was okay. I quite liked that. I think we broke it and we never got another one, but we were given it as a present. The coffee percolator things, probably they're much better than they used to be, but I found that you made this big jug of coffee and it just doesn't warm, it doesn't get it hot enough. Of course, I never thought you could just heat it up in the microwave. And the irony is that the Tassimo doesn't get it really hot either, but now I actually like it like that. I'm actually going to try some of the Tassimo coffee with ordinary milk. I haven't done that yet, because they are very, you know, they're very milky coffees, really, the lattes and stuff, which is nice. But actually, I think I'm going to try. Ronan,
what?
Mind your language. You're not going to help Connor tidy his bedroom?
No, because I've had a disagreement.
About what?
About money.
Oh dear.
I told him I want £30 to use the room and his washing.
Well, I think that's reasonable. Wait, say, why don't you bargain and say 25? What's he saying, 20?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you negotiate 25.
Listen, I don't negotiate. No. I've already set a price and I'm not changing my fucking mind. What?
Yeah, but sometimes you have to have a bit of flexibility. No, I'm not, 25 quid, I think, is reasonable. Because you don't have to do with much with the washing.
Well, yes, I do.
You just stick it in the machine.
No, but there's loads to do.
Okay.
So he can do it himself.
Well, he won't.
But he won't, so. Mm-hmm.
His room. Connor's really untidy.
Am I?
No, you're tidy. You're the opposite. Ronan's tidy to the point of OCD.
Overdoing it.
Huh? And he doesn't like it when anyone moves the slightest thing.
It was well cold out this morning.
Is it frosty?
No, it was.
Is it melted now?
Yeah.
It was 0 degrees when I checked. It was -2 last night. Mm. I don't know whether it went down any lower than that. It might have done in the night. Mm.
Oh. I'm having a bath today.
Be careful with them candles. Ronan had a bath because most people have showers.
When?
No, I'm just saying, on audio booth.
Oh, here? Most people have showers.
Yeah. So he decided to have a bath. So I had a bath and I said, oh, why don't you take a candle in there? He took four. Four scented candles.
One was just a little
shitty tea light. Oh, one was a tea light. I had an accident with the candle the other day. I told you about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell Audio Boo. We had these candles that we bought at Christmas time. Most of them are proper wax ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
But this one was like a gel. It was like a jelly substance. And we had that one on the dining table.
No, it was on the coffee table.
Was it? Oh, anyway, it was on the table in the lounge, and it was there in glasses. These things. Well, we've got quite a few glasses, drinking glasses, and anyway, I saw this one the other week, and I thought, I better not wash that one up. It's a candle, because it was a different shape one. I'd never seen it before. So I didn't put it in the dishwasher, and I asked somebody, I said, what's this glass? Is it a glass that's had a candle in? Because I didn't know if it'd be dishwasher proof. And Rona said, oh, no, I think that's one Connor's pinched from a pub.
No, that wasn't that one.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm telling them I didn't put that one in because I thought it was a candle. So anyway, then I found another one, and I thought, is that one again? Anyway, I thought, I think it is. But I said, I haven't seen any others like that. So I put it in. And then I started putting everything away when the dishwasher was finished. And I took this glass out and I tipped it up the right way. Because, of course, you put them in upside down. And I put my hand in there and I thought, I thought I was going mad. I was going, what? What's that? And it was all this gel stuff had kind of, it's like it had overflowed. It expanded. And it was all like it had been blown up. I can't explain it. Like it had risen, like when you make a cake. And it had all risen to the top of the glass. And then I chucked it in the bin. I thought, And then when I started getting everything out, I could smell it. It was like a lavendery smell. What was it meant to be?
Lavender.
Oh, it was like this lavender. It was like polish, actually. And then I thought, I don't think anything's gone over anything. And then I don't think any of it came out of the glass. And then the things that were underneath, which was like, I think, knives and forks and some dog bowls and plates, I found bits of it on them and I thought, oh, no. And I'd got half the stuff out, so I had to put it all back in and wash the whole lot again. So I don't know who put it up with the rest of the glasses. That I don't know.
I didn't touch it.
But someone did. And I thought, the first time when I saw a glass I didn't recognise, I was cautious, and the second time I wasn't, and it should have been the other way around. But never mind. Anyway, I'm not going to sit here and talk rubbish all day. Well, I probably am going to talk rubbish all day, but not on audio, boo. So I'll speak to you soon.